You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. Who doesn't want that? Seriously. And if you haven't yet come over to WomenSippingOnLife.com, come on over and request a free copy of Date Yourself Well. I'm more than happy to send that to you anywhere on planet Earth. All you pay for is shipping, and I will send that to you, and I'll be happy to do so, because I am telling you, whether you're single, in a relationship, or not, this will help you to not only date yourself well, but to fall in love with you and your life and become completely, fully engaged in your life and become the great lover of your life. I mean it. I invested a lot of my time to write this book for you, to share the insights and the secrets that have helped me go from being, yes, three-time divorced to being absolutely in love, not only with my life, but the love of my life and myself. And it started within my own heart and soul. So today, what are we talking about? This big topic today is the same change. The same change. Now, it's interesting because I'm starting off the program today talking about date yourself well and becoming the great lover of your life. And how do you do that? Like I said, I've got secrets. I mean, secrets that I had to really like dig deep within my own heart and soul to uncover and discover so that I could live in freedom finally after so many years of literally like suffering needlessly. I can't even say the word. It's like, seriously, no need to be suffering, my dear. It is needless to suffer. You do not need to suffer. But in order for you to live the life that you love and to love the life you live, it is vital, vital, vital that you begin to make some changes in your life. Seriously. You know, we go through life and we complain a lot of times about how things aren't the way we would desire them to be, or we play the victim role. I've done all of this, right? And it doesn't work. It doesn't make change. It doesn't change the situation. It doesn't transform the situation. What it does is it makes it worse because you sit there and you feel like you have no power. You feel like you have no say. But the truth is you do. And the transformation begins on the inside of you. It begins on the inside of your heart and soul. I know this. I've lived through this. I kept thinking, oh, it's just that I've married the wrong guy. And then one day I realized, like, it's not about marrying or not marrying the wrong guy. It's about meeting and falling in love with the girl that is right in front of me when I look in that mirror. My dear, your life can transform today and begin the process if you will get this big, big aha with me. And that is this: change is required. Growth is required. It's absolutely required. And you know what? The problem is we go through life and we desire the same change over and over and over and over, but yet we're not changing. If you desire the same change year after year after year and it's not happening for you, it's because you, my dear, must change. And in order to do that, you have to take a look at your heart and your soul. There's no other way. The key to your change, the key to your transformation, it's within your heart and soul. I know that might sound scary to you, and that might almost seem unbelievable. Like you're like thinking, there's no way. Like that would be way too easy, right? It seems too close to home to be the answer. Like if I told you it's at the top of the highest mountain, you'd go out and you'd climb for it, right? Or if I said, hey, it's at the bottom of the deepest sea, you'd go out and you'd dive for it, right? Or if I said, hey, you got to go around the world once, you know, you got to sail around this world, or you got to drive around this world, or you have to walk around this world, whatever. You would get moving, right? Because you know that, okay, if you're telling me to do this to get what I desire, I'm willing to do it. But oftentimes it seems way too close to home and it seems way too simple to simply go within and profoundly go within. But I'm telling you, my dear, if you're willing to go within, you will no longer go without. I'm going to say that again. If you are willing to go within, you will no longer go without. The key to your change is in your heart and your soul. And you must change. You must change. Now, what's interesting is it doesn't mean that you're going to become someone you're not. You must be willing to stop being the same way you are right now and actually go into the depth of who you really are and become the fullest expression of your most authentic self. You know, there's no such thing as I want to become better, because honestly, authentic is not only better, it's best, and quite honestly, it's be. When you can commit to being your authentic, genuine self and the fullest expression of that, it's no longer, I want to be better. I want more. I want to be the best. It's like, you know what? I remember the day I got this revelation, because I used to talk about best a lot. And I'm like, you know what? There is no best version of me. There is the fullest expression of me, the most authentic version of me. And that is not only best, but it's best in the way that I define best now. It's being excellent starting today. Be authentic. Be engaged starting today, my dear. And when you tap into your authenticity, there is not only no need to change that, but there is no need to try to become better at it. Simply be. Activate your be. Activate that, and you will no longer stay the same. Because our authentic version of ourselves, you and me being wholly, completely, authentically, naturally who we are, expands. That's true. You know, growth happens. It's like when you were born, you didn't come out and have to think to grow. You grew. I grew. It's part of life. Like, life is about growth. Life is about movement. Life is motion. Motion is life. You hear me say this all the time. And part of that is growth. Growth occurs naturally. So when we are being our natural version of our authentic selves, we grow, we expand, we express. But my dear, if you're holding on to this idea that you have to change to be better, and it's the same change that you always talk about, you know? I know, I don't like to use the words always or never, but it's like you're saying this over and over and over every year. I want to do this. I want to do this. And it's the same change that you seek, but yet you still haven't expressed that change. Today's the day for something new, something different, something completely and authentically you. Why don't you take a look at the way you see change? And allow that to change you and transform you from the inside out. Because life is not happening to you. Change is not happening to you. It's happening through you and for you. And when you allow it to happen through you and for you, you will become not only different, but you will become completely free to be all that you are and to experience the transformative growth and development that is in you, my dear. So give up this idea of this same change, constantly wanting the same change, because there is such a dichotomy there. It's like we say we desire change, but we want to stay the same. When the reality is, if you really desire change, then get to know who you are and express her fully, wholly, completely, innately, and watch that change not only your life, but the lives of those you touch. It's transformative. I promise you, you cannot live your life and avoid change. It's just not possible. Like, you cannot avoid change. You can try to stay the same, but you know what? Your same will even change. Seriously. So give up this whole idea of trying to stay the same while trying to desire change and desiring the same change over and over again. Make a commitment today that today's the day that you are going to fully embrace, acknowledge, and engage with the truest version of you. And then you allow the change to be expressed in your life by accepting who you are and expressing her fully. How does that sound? I mean, seriously, I really believe the way we look at change and the way we look at self-development, the way we look at growth, the way we look at life is really, it's incomplete and it's kind of backwards because we think that all change comes from the outside in or it comes from, you know, trying to improve ourselves. It's not about improving who you are. It's about you being who you are and stop trying to prove who you are. Simply and profoundly acknowledge and accept who you are and embrace her. Acknowledge her, yes, fully, fully engage with her and express her like you've never expressed yourself before, my dear. So I hope this helps you today. I really believe it's going to. And I absolutely would love to hear from you. I want to know what's happening for you as you're, you know, you're doing this journey, you're living your life fully, you're sipping on life. I hope you're sipping on it each and every day. And you're taking it one step at a time, one moment at a time, one bite at a time, one sip at a time, and truly loving your life and your life's work well. That is my hope for you, dear soul. That is my hope for you. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And your Sacred Soul step for today is to write down the one thing that you absolutely know to be true about yourself that you wouldn't change for the world. Okay, write it down, take a look at it, then fully commit to fully engaging and expressing that truth about you in all that you're doing each and every day. Love yourself, my dear, and love your life and your life's work well. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.